It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Good morning and welcome to the Tales of Lincoln County. My name is Sandra and I'm filling in for Shannon this week for the Humane Society of Lincoln County. And I would like to welcome our very special guest, Mr. Abel Guzman, Executive Director of the Humane Society.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? Hope you're warm out there. You know, this past couple of days been a little chilly.
Fall is in the air.
It is, right? Who do we got here today?
Today we have another very special guest, just in from up north somewhere. I believe that this is our Santa Paws dropping in on our podcast here.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, Santa Paws.
Good morning.
How was your trip?
Very short this morning. The reindeer fly pretty fast.
Good reindeer. So what do you have in store for us here at the Humane Society at Lincoln County?
Well, my furry friends and festive families, it's me, Santa Paws, coming to you live from the North Pole. Well, okay, maybe not exactly in the North Pole, but close enough. Right here with all my wonderful friends at the Humane Society of Lincoln County. And guess what, folks? The most possum holiday event of the season is right around the corner. On Saturday, December 6th, from 12 to 3 p.m., I will be making a very special stop at the Humane Society shelter. And I want you to bring your pets by for a magical holiday photo with yours truly, Santa Paws. That's right. Dogs, cats, bunnies, hamsters. If they got fur, feathers, or even a few festive whiskers, they're all welcome to come by and say hello and take a holiday photo that they'll never forget. Now, I've seen some stylish pets in my day. Last year, we had pups in sweaters, kitties in Santa hats, even a ferret wearing reindeer antlers. So get creative, dress up your pets, and let's make some memories together. And here's the best part. While the photos are free to take, we'll be gratefully accepting donations to help support all the wonderful animals here at the Humane Society. Every single dollar helps provide food, shelter, medical care, and a little extra love for pets who are still waiting for their forever home.
That sounds like a wonderful event. I had heard that in past years, we even had a goat and a mini horse.
Those were some of the best pictures I've taken, and I've even had a skunk one time come in.
Okay. Oh, that was fun. Okay. Well, so we have our very own Sarah Matula, professional photographer, is going to be available at the shelter on December the 6th to take pictures of the furry family members and capture their glamorous side. And then after their pets whisper their festive wishes to Santa, then their parents can click on the QR code or grab a copy of the link to access the album and get a high resolution digital download of the special moment.
You know, one thing that I've heard from the staff about this is whenever they see those that were adopted in the past come back.
Sure. That is a special moment.
That is. Being able to see them with their new family, that's awesome. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, talking about the holidays, as we know, we want to keep our pets safe, right?
Absolutely.
That's something that's very important. And so just some quick tips, you know, just to keep an eye out. You know, there's, of course, wherever there's holidays, there's going to be food. There's going to be a bunch of stuff that animals could get into. So, you know, we always want to remind the owners about certain things just to keep in mind. As always, chocolate, grapes, raisins, onions, garlic, you know, things of that sort are not good for the animals. So you always want to keep in mind if there's those things are around, make sure your animals don't get into those. Also, you know, we know trash, they're always wanting to get into the leftovers, especially bones, especially talking about turkey bone, chicken bone. If it's digested by a dog, a cat, you know, those are split. They can turn into splinters in their intestines. So that's something that gotta want to watch out for on those things. And also, I know that the mistletoe is something that's highly toxic. You know, something I didn't know. It's highly toxic to animals, so you got to watch out with those things. Cats, we know how they love to play with ribbons.
And Christmas ornaments.
And Christmas ornaments. There's glass involved sometimes with that. Want to watch out with them digesting any of that or taking that in, wanting to eat it. Actually, working at the animal clinic years back, we did have a cat who ate a ribbon, and we actually had to go in surgically to get it out because it got stuck in the gut.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You know, also, the I've heard of cats knocking down Christmas trees.
Sure. They want to climb them.
They do, right? It's something very tall, and they're used to climbing up things.
Right. Bring the outdoors in. They want to climb that tree.
Yes, exactly. So you want to make sure that that's pinned down somehow, you know, make sure it can't topple over. But also, we know that sometimes during the holidays, you got big crowds in your house. Sometimes they need a place to de-stress, right? So make sure you have a room for your animals to be able to de-stress. They're maybe not used to having so many people around, and new people come into the house, especially cats, they get really stressed out. Having that room for them is something to keep in mind. And also, during the holidays is whenever we see more dogs come in. Sometimes they leave that door open, that gate open, right? So
Welcoming their guests, and yep, the dog gets out.
Yep, okay. Or the cat wants to seize a way out, and there's too many people in the house. You know, it does happen. So during the holidays, we see a large amount of animals come in, stray animals. So we ask you to, you know, make sure the doors are closed, the gates are closed. Remind your guests that there's small guests in the house that live here. You know, and also, this is a good time to bring up microchipping.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, microchipping.
So that we can return your pet to you if they do get out of the gate.
Exactly, exactly. And if you still haven't had a chance to microchip your animal, come on down to the Humane Society, or if you're down here for the Santa Paws, it's a good opportunity to get your animals microchipped, right?
Absolutely.
Get that done. But yeah, we always ask to look out for your four-legged friends during this time of the season. But, you know, we wanted to ask Cisco, we have Cisco here, things that people could look forward to at the resale shop with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, we actually have this pretty neat, like a holiday pre-sale coming up. We have it set up right now for November the 15th. We're going to shut the store down on the Friday the 14th. We could decorate the resale shop and also put out a lot of the Christmas stuff and holiday stuff that we have saved. So we could just draw on more customers and just get that festive, you know, community and everybody just going, you know, just to have a great time. And hopefully to bring in more people to the Humane Society, and so we could also teach them about our mission there as well.
Yeah, exactly. No, and again, all the proceeds that we get there at the resale shop goes to these animals. So that's one big chunk of money that helps us to during this time of the year to keep us going. As we know, it's a slow season in December, January, February for the Humane Society. So the resale shop plays a big part in keeping that shelter going.
So come visit our resale shop.
Exactly. Come visit.
And don't be afraid to come. There's a back sorting area. You know, I'm there. My staff is there. We're friendly. We don't bite. You know, just come say hi. You know, tell us we're doing a good job. You know, we like to hear that every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come on down. That's awesome.
So, Cisco, can you tell me a little more about the hours of the Humane Society resale shop and where it's located?
So, yes, we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. That's a regular hours, you know, weather permitting, especially we don't know what this weather season is going to look like with the snow. But we're majority of the time there. And then also, I'd also like to put it out there that we do offer free pickup services of, you know, gently used goods and still good sellable condition furniture, appliances, and we do pickups Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 12. You just give us a call down there at the resale shop at 575-808-8540, and then we are located at 25962 U.S. Highway 70. We're right across the street from the old Motel 6.
Awesome. And do you guys have a list of items that you don't take in? Or?
Yeah, so like with beds and stuff, it has to be free of stains and tears for us to be able to say. Older electronics, what I mean by older electronics is like the electronics from like the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the old box TVs, and then the metal filing cabinets right now.
Gotcha. And I think there's a list on the website, right?
Yes, there is also a list available on our website.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Anything that you're looking for in particular for donations?
Not really. We have a really good community here in Lincoln County and Ruidoso. We stay pretty stocked there at the resale shop.
Yeah, so that's one thing I've been seeing, that usually this time of the year starts to slow down. We haven't seen that, right?
Not yet, we haven't. And that's like good. I said, that's why I say I thank you to the amazing community that we have and all the support, not just for us, but everybody. Like, we really pulled together here. It's like, I don't see this a lot anywhere else that I've been.
Yeah, no, it's true. This community does really help us out in many ways, So shelter report, should we hit that subject?
Go right ahead.
All right. So we actually didn't have that many animals come in. We had 72 animals come in the month of October, which is not bad, to be honest, compared to what we've seen before. Of those, we had actually 28 adoptions, and we had 25 that were returned to their owners. So it's a pretty good number. So, you know, and again, it's nice to see that these adoptions are still up there. Again, this time of the year, it slows down at the resale shop and the shelter, but we're seeing how animals are going back to their homes more. People are still wanting to adopt, so that's a great thing. Yeah, the shelter's looking great. Volunteers, right? We've been seeing more and more volunteers at the shelters.
Yes, we sure have. I've been meeting new ones all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome. And again, volunteers are a key part for the shelter.
Absolutely.
It is.
We need dog walkers, especially now that the weather is turning colder.
Yeah.
We need dog walkers and we need cat cuddlers. So exactly. Come on down to the Humane Society and sign up to be a volunteer.
No, yes. It plays a great part in getting these guys adopted, really. It changed the way they act and everything around people. It helps out. But also at the resale shop, we use volunteers, don't we, Cisco?
Yes, we do. They're a big part of our everyday operation as well there. They help us out with so much, you know, with pricing and helping us sorting the donations. And
oh, yeah. Again, volunteers are key to our organization.
Absolutely, and we will find a job for you no matter what.
Yes, exactly. There's always something to do.
Absolutely.
Always something to do. Always, always. No. Yeah, I mean, no, thank you so much again for everybody's help in at the Humane Society. It's been a rough year for this town, but we keep moving forward thanks to our community. Anything else you want to bring up?
Please come see us on December the 6th from noon to 3 at the shelter.
Yes, and don't forget, keep your animals safe. There's a lot of things out there that can harm them, but with your help, you can keep them safe and at home. And also, Cisco, will hopefully we'll be seeing more stuff coming in, and we'll see everybody on what's the date when
December the 6th.
December the 6th, exactly.
Thank you both.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everything that KRUI does for us, 1490. And as Miss Kitey used to say,
adopt, don't shop.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.